Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, Air Year News website and News on Air Year mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Air Year News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi on Sunday to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took stock of the security situation in the wake of the recent terror attacks in the Union territory. He directed agencies to replicate the successes achieved in Kashmir Valley through Area Domination Plan and Zero Terror Plan in Jammu Division. Mr. Shah said, Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla, Director of Intelligence Bureau, senior Army officers including Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey and Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of Central Armed Police Forces, Chief Secretary, DGP of Jammu and Kashmir and other senior officers attended the meeting. The annual Amarnath Yatra is set to begin on the 29th of this month and will continue until the 19th of August. Following the swearing-in ceremony at the DK Convention Hall, which was attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP National President JP Nadda, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, while speaking to the media yesterday, stated, all the portfolios have been assigned to the concerned ministers by looking at their past experiences. We are committed to the development of the state and need equal cooperation from the citizens to fulfill this as Team Arunachal. He further added, as BJP is committed to empowering women, we have given the relevant department to the concerned women representative. Though she is the lone women minister in the cabinet now, in the coming years, we will definitely give more seats to women in the cabinet, assured the CM. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, has conveyed his warm greetings to the people of the state and the Muslim community in particular on the auspicious occasion of Idul Juha. He expressed hope that the festivity will further strengthen the spirit of universal brotherhood, respect, and peace and prosperity across the nation. The governor said that Idul Juha, which is also known as Idul Adha, reminds us of the absolute trust of Abraham in Almighty Allah. This festival emphasizes the values of sacrifice, obedience to God, and compassion for others. In all its sense, this festival promotes goodwill and amity amongst the people, he said. The Smriti Van Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj has been listed among the 7 most beautiful museums in the world under the prestigious Prix Varsay Award. The World Most Beautiful Achievements recognition granted by the Prix Varsay highlights the primary role of the laureates in beautifying and improving the living environment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post yesterday, hailed the inclusion of Gujarat's Smriti Van Memorial in the world selection for the Prix Varsay Museums 2024. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. An Indian Air Force IAF contingent participated in the Exercise Red Pack 2024 conducted at Eielson Air Force Base, Alaska, of the United States Air Force. This was the second edition of X-Red Flag 2024, which is an advanced aerial combat training exercise held 4 times in a year by the U.S. Air Force. The IAF contingent participated with the Rafale aircraft and personnel comprising aircrew, technicians, engineers, controllers, and subject matter experts. This was the first time the IAF Rafale aircraft participated in the X-Red Flag. The exercise Red Flag 2024 was conducted from 4th to 14th of this month. Indian Railways has entered its name into Limca Book of Records for most people at the public service, even at multiple venues. Minister of Railways had organized an event on 26 February this year, which was attended by over 19,000 people at over 2,000 venues. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.